Sheriff's Office.
Hi there. I had sent a letter in several weeks ago requesting a complaint form, and I never received it, and I was hoping you could put one in the mail to me.
A complaint for what, sir?
For an officer.
Okay, you want to file a complaint on an officer, so you need the complaint forms?
Yes, please.
Hold on.
Thank you very much.
Tajarina speaking.
Good afternoon. I got transferred over here by the receptionist. I sent a letter several weeks ago requesting a complaint form be mailed to me, and I never got it, and I was wondering if you could possibly put one in the mail to me.
Well, what is your name, sir?
It's John Smith.
John Smith.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me see here. And who was the officer that you complained on?
I actually don't have... I have a folder, but I don't have it with me right now. I just actually wanted to see if someone could send me over a form.
Well, I'm going to see. Let's see. Would it be in reference to Jacob Smith?
Pardon? No, my name is John Smith.
And it would have been under your name?
Yes. Well, I sent the letter under my name, of course.
Oh, you mailed a letter to us?
Yeah, I sent a letter on November 16th.
Okay, I don't think we've received... I haven't received any letters.
Okay. Could you possibly send me a form?
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, because you sent a letter. I just want to make sure that I'm not going to do a duplication here.
I understand.
Let's see. John Smith. I've got a Jacob Smith in September and a John Note. A John Novelli, and, okay, and it was in November, but I don't have any John Smith, so I guess we never received your letter. Who did you mail it to?
I just put it to attention of Internal Affairs.
But what department?
Oh, Internal Affairs Department.
Sheriff's Office or Police Department?
Sheriff's Office, sorry about that.
Okay. Okay, and who is it on?
Pardon?
Who is it? Who's the deputy?
I actually just wanted to fill it out on my own. I am still considering a lot of this stuff and just wanted to get a copy of the form.
Okay. What's the situation?
Pardon?
What is the situation? I have to do an intake report, and then I will mail you the form.
I understand. I just wanted to get a form if I wanted to file a complaint.
Well, it doesn't mean that you have to, but
right.
But we have to keep track of who we're sending forms out to. And
why is that?
Because that's what we do. I make a case file on every request for a complaint form.
Okay. Basically, I mean,
that's just our procedure.
I understand. Basically, I just wanted to get a form if I had a complaint or I wanted to file a complaint.
Okay, so what kind of complaint is it, sir?
It would be a complaint against an officer.
I know, but what are the circumstances?
I actually just wanted to get a copy of it because if I wanted to file a complaint against an officer, I wanted to be able to fill out the information about that.
Okay, well, I'll need to discuss this with my supervisor, okay, because we fill these forms out. Well, I guess I could just go ahead and take the top part of the information, and then then leave the allegation blank and the officer's name blank, but your name will be on file here. So let me go ahead and do that.
Great.
Okay. Okay, your date of birth, sir?
It's 5/25.
Uh-huh.
65.
Okay, 5/25/65. And that'll make you how old?
Pardon?
How old would that make you?
About 36.
Okay, your driver's license number?
I need to give you all this information just to get a form?
Mm,
Let me just give you my address. If you can mail me the form, that'd be wonderful. If you can't mail, if you can't mail me the form, you've got my address. If you could at least write me back and just let me know I can't have a form until... I just don't understand why I need to give you my date of birth and my driver's license number.
That's the record of complaint.
Right.
It's the form we have with the complaint packet that you're requesting. It's part of the complaint packet.
Right. And but won't you give me information if I fill it out?
And it's my duty to fill it out.
Mm-hmm. But
that's our procedure, sir.
Right.
This is the procedure that we follow.
But won't you get that information if I fill out your form anyway?
Well, we have a record of complaint that initiates the investigation, mm-hmm. and then we create a file on it, and then whenever we receive your complaint packet, we will put it in this file. This part stays with us. The record of complaint stays with us.
Okay.
You fill out a sworn affidavit.
Right. But I can fill that information
out. I'll tell you what, let me just get your name and phone number. I'll just have Lieutenant Perry Larvin talk to you, okay?
Actually, I'm just going to go ahead and give you my address, and if you could just let me know either way, that'd be great.
Okay.
My name is, again, John Smith.
All right.
My address is Box 667. 233, and I'm in Houston. My zip code is 77266.
Okay, and you don't want to give me your phone number?
I'm actually just going to have it disconnected in the afternoon because I'm getting ready to move.
So you're getting ready to move. So when is this?
I'm just going to be moving a few blocks down from where I live. So
the post office box.
Right,
I
the
see.
Post office box is
oh,
not
okay,
that
we'll
far.
Okay, we'll stay the same.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Then I don't know how we're going to be able to. Why don't you give us a call on Monday when Lieutenant Larvin is here and you can talk to him directly?
Okay.
And then he will inform you.
Okay.
And the reason I need to know what the situation is, too, you might not be calling the right jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
Because Galveston County has several police departments in it, and we only handle the unincorporated areas, too.
Right.
So.
I just think it's weird that I need to give all this information just to get a form.
Oh, well, that's our procedure. You know, so we can keep track, we can keep a consistent record system here. We treat every request the same. You're not any different than anybody else.
Okay.
So if you can, you know, call back, since I don't have a way to contact you, if you can call back, then call back on Monday and he should be here.
Okay, but you still got my address.
And I'll let him know that to expect your call.
But you still got my address, right?
Yes, I have an address here.
Okay, great. Well, hopefully...
And I have never received your letter, so I guess I don't know if you really... I don't know if when that was sent or whenever you did that, but no letter has come up to us.
Okay. If I send you a fax of that letter, will that help?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would I have to resend it? If I resend...
Okay, it is... I'll give you your fax number. Shoot. 409...
Okay, hold on just one second.
Okay.
Okay.
409-765-2600.
Mm-hmm. 2600. Now,
yes.
If I go ahead and resend the letter certified, will it be a little bit easier?
Probably so, yes, sir.
Okay. Will I be able to get my request expedited any faster?
Yeah, but if you don't know what you're going to do, that's what I don't understand. You know, once you make up your mind that that's what you want to do, then I can get this information and you'll have that.
Right.
You'll have the packet within a day or two.
Okay.
You just whenever you make up your mind this is what you want to do,
right.
Then you call and we'll be glad to send the packet to you.
Well, I guess I've made up my mind that I want a complaint form. And what I'm...
Well,
guess
then
what
I
I'm,
have to fill out this record of complaint if okay. That's what you want to do.
I guess I just don't understand why you need all that information.
Okay, sir. I'll let you talk to the lieutenant, okay, because I'm not making myself clear, obviously. So I'll let you talk to Lieutenant Larvin, and Liz is his number. It's 766-2357, okay?
2357.
Yes, sir. You can call on Monday.
Thank you.
All right.